I'm Stephen Lawson, and this podcast is about how to change the school year in order to benefit students and increase their chances for academic success. And I believe that I'm able to speak on this topic because I am a high school student, and I know what students are experiencing in high school, and I believe that my opinions can help out a lot of other high schoolers. And I don't think the current school year is helping students reach their full potential, and something probably needs to be done to fix that. Also, I think that a big problem is that many students are sleep deprived, which in some cases causes a caffeine addiction to be started, and then that carries on for the rest of their lives. So if something was done to change the school year and cut down on sleep deprivation, then that would benefit students and probably cut down on the caffeine addictions among young people. All right, so the first question is, would a later start time for high school students increase the chances for academic success? And I believe that it will increase the chances for academic success, mostly due to the fact that teenagers require more sleep than those older and younger than them. And also, teenage years are the years where people develop the most in their lives, so it's probably better that they get proper development and get as much sleep as possible so that they can benefit from that later on in life. And teenagers tend to fall asleep later and wake up later than people of other ages, so a later start time would benefit them. And most kids in high school are sleep deprived. It's a big problem, and I believe that it makes their academic success struggle and makes them struggle in school, especially if you have a lot of homework to do the night before and you're staying up late and then you have to wake up at like 6 in the morning, so you barely get any sleep. And starting later would allow students more time in the morning to do homework and study while they're well rested instead of staying up later. And it would allow sports teams to have practice in the morning at a reasonable hour, instead of having it at the end of the day while the athletes are all tired out from school. Alright, so the second question is, what would be the benefits and drawbacks of a year-round school year with 3 13-week semesters and 4 weeks off in between? I personally do not like this idea, and I'll get into that in a second. But to start off, the benefits of this would be that more breaks will allow students to relax more often throughout the school year, which will decrease stress and give them more time to unwind, and they'll probably burn out less throughout the school year. And it will allow athletes to focus on training during their season instead of getting all their training in during the summer and kind of falling off during the school year because they have so much homework and work to do that they can't really focus on their sport. And it'll give students time to work and make money throughout the year, which will benefit them instead of just working through the summer months. And it'll give more time for students to spend together and spend with their families, especially during the holiday seasons, which some of these breaks probably would be during the holiday seasons. And students tend to burn out as the summer becomes further away. Like, right at the beginning of the school year, you'll be fine and rejuvenated from the summer, but as time goes on, you sort of start to fall off a little bit and be less motivated in school and more fatigued as the year goes on. So I believe that it would cut down on that. Alright, so the drawbacks of this idea are that there would be no summer, or at least like a shorter summer, not just 12 weeks straight, no school. It'd probably be like a 4-week summer. And I don't really like this idea because students can't live at the beach for very long, especially if they have like a beach house and they stay there all summer. They can only go there for as long as the break is instead of being down there all summer. And the weather wouldn't really be good for some breaks, like in the winter months or when it's cold or rainy. And this would cause kids to just spend more time inside instead of going out and being active and doing stuff. And if there's other schools that don't have this 4-week break plan, then you can't spend time with your friends from other schools, and you have to watch them while they're on summer vacation and miss out while you're in school. And I feel like after a while, it would feel like the school year was all the time without getting, like, a complete break. So you'd just, like, be really tired all the time of having to go to school and not really having, like, that much time off. And students can't work a summer job for very long. And summer jobs really are how students, like, make most of their money because they can just work every day with, like, nothing to think about, no school to worry about. But with this, you can only work 4 weeks at a time, like, with a steady job. And this would be difficult for freshmen coming in a high school that does this because they would have a difficult time adjusting with not that much time to prepare in between jumping from middle school to high school. And I believe that it would give less time for parents to go on vacation with their kids, especially if these parents are teachers, because if they're teaching at this school, they only get 4 weeks off certain amount of times, and if their kid has a whole summer vacation, it would be pretty hard to plan around that. The last question of this topic is, what would be the positives and negatives of a four-day work week with the school day increased to 8.5 hours a day? I actually like this idea because it gives you more time to prepare for school over the weekend. And the weekend's not enough time away from school as it is. So this would give you more time to, like, relax and get ready for the new week of school. And it gives you more time to do other things than school, like working, sports, hanging out with your friends, your family, and just doing any other activity instead of doing schoolwork for 5 days straight. And you probably learn more in school, too, because the teachers would have more time with students instead of just 45 minutes a period. Students would be rejuvenated for school, which would probably cause a lack of stress, which would benefit them academically. And there would be less traveling to school, like driving every day for 5 days. It would only be reduced to 4 days, which would cause less carbon emissions and be better for the environment. Also, students would be more productive in these 4 days, so that they could go hard for 4 days instead of five. Five kind of like drags on as the week goes on. I feel like four wouldn't be as bad. And teachers would have more time to plan the lessons. They'd have 3 days instead of just two, and they'd only have to plan for 4 days. So I believe that that would benefit both teachers and students. All right, so the negatives of this idea are that I think that kids would have less time every day to do homework and study because the school day would be longer. And teachers might have students submit more homework since they only have 4 days to submit it and go over it in class. So there would be probably more homework over the week or the weekend. And if they do give more work over the week, students wouldn't have that much time to finish it, causing them to probably either stay up later or maybe not even do it because they don't have enough time. Also, there would be less time for practices and extracurricular activities, especially if there's more homework, too. There really wouldn't be any time to, like, fit that in at a reasonable hour. And I think that students could be bored with going to school for 8.5 hours straight. They don't really get a break, and that's pretty long, like, a lot longer than a school day normally is, so it would be hard to adjust at first. Maybe they would get used to it, but I don't know. And when they get into, like, to working when they grow up, they'd be less prepared for five straight days of work a week when they get a job. And it would just cause less days in the week to see teachers, so that wouldn't benefit the students because they have less opportunities. And if they have to see, like, every teacher, you only have 4 days to do that instead of five, so you might miss out on some opportunities. All right, so I do think some change should be made in the current school year in order to help students achieve more in school and benefit them in any way, whether it's getting more sleep or having more time to do homework or extracurricular activities or anything like that, just benefit them more all around. But I think that the decision on how to change the school year has to be made pretty carefully to make sure that it doesn't have a negative effect on the school year or, like, the students or even the teachers. And that after the best solution is chosen, I think that the only way to make it, like, really successful is if many or even all high schools adopted it, just so one school wasn't ahead of each other or behind each other. But one school has to start the trend, so I don't see why it can't be ours or a school like ours that starts things off and makes things better for the students.